This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. The confirmed gray wolf depredation information page is reporting a new wolf kill. This time it's a dog in Jackson County. It happened on February 7th. We will have more information on this story soon. It's the one-ear pack of wolves that lives in Jackson County on the western side of the county near Rabbit Ears Pass. Since January of 2022, four other dogs have been killed by wolves in Jackson County. That's according to the CPW wolf depredation page. One rancher was reimbursed the full amount from Colorado Parks and Wildlife. That's $15,000 for his working ranch dog that was killed by wolves in March of 2023. Steamboat Springs Police have honored and recognized several officers. Leader of the Year is Acting Sergeant Mikey Buccino. Officer of the Year is Detective and School Resource Officer Lisa Eifling. Professional Staff of the Year is Community Service Officer Jennifer Good. Professional Staff of the Year is Wynn Shearer. The Citizen Award goes to Cassandra Baca, the Program Director at Brighter World Child Advocacy Center. Two or more members of the Moffitt County Board of County Commissioners may be meeting via Zoom today with C.H. Johnson Consulting regarding the initial stages of the proposed Moffitt County Fairgrounds Event Center project. Steamboat Springs City Council meets tonight. One agenda item is a review of the Yampa Valley Housing Authority intergovernmental agreement. The lottery date to apply for workforce home ownership at the Cottonwoods has been set for February 24th. This is through Yampa Valley Housing Authority. The first lottery is for Building 2, which includes 43 one, two, and three-bedroom condominiums based on the area median income of those applying. Steamboat Springs Winter Sports Club will host the Olympian Mindset Panel Series at Olympian Hall, House and Hill Lodge from 6 to 8 tonight. It's the second in a series that brings athletes and coaches, families, and the community together to hear directly from Olympians about the mental skills that shape elite performance. SEMA Christian Academy is hosting two admissions preview events to learn more about the school. The first is at 10 o'clock this morning. The second is at 6:30 Wednesday, and that is at 755 Concordia Lane. The Moffitt County Bulldogs basketball teams are away tonight with games against Battle Mountain in Edwards. The Steamboat Sailors girls basketball team, they're also away tonight with a 5:30 game against Aspen. That's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Check it out for yourself at Steamboat Radio or KREIRadio.com, where the locals go for news.